Hello, everyone. We begin our first batch of news items from the Norwich Evening News with items from two old relics. No, sorry, with two items about old relics. Fresh excavations at one of Norfolk's most remarkable archaeological sites are about to begin, with experts hoping the dig will shed new light on the county's development. The community-led Caistor Roman project sees a combination of volunteers and experts excavating trenches at Caistor St Edmund, which was known as Venta Icanorum in Roman times. There have been regular excavations, but in the past couple of years, attention has moved away from the walled area most people think of as the Venta Icanorum site. After last year's successful dig in the grounds of Caistor Hall Hotel, the project will return to that location to further investigate a trench at the eastern end of the site. The previous discovery of large quantities of late Iron Age pottery and the excavation of a temple on the edge of modern-day Caistor St Edmund has reinforced the notion the town grew from an earlier settlement focused on a cult site. Organisers also hope the new excavations, which started on Monday the 19th of August and continues until Saturday the 31st of August, will also yield more evidence to back up the idea Caistor St Edmund remained an important town well after the Roman period. They also hope the dig will provide insight as to why the Roman town was eventually superseded by Norwich.
And now from one antique to another, the owner of a city antique store has been forced to move into a bigger store because of a boom in business. Surplus Trading has moved from its former home at 19 Magdalen Street to 98 Magdalen Street next to Poundland. Business owner Keith Ewing said, "The shop is doing really well, so we've had to move into a bigger site. It has been going well so far. Our regular customers have followed us and we've met a few new people too. The shop specialises in antiques and collectibles, with a range of curios, bric-a-brac, and militaria available."
Follow that. A council has been forced to close a community book box after the books were used to start fires in a park near a secondary school. Thorpe St Andrew Town Council decided to close the book share after a third fire was started in Fitzmaurice Park. On Monday the 12th of August, Parks and estate officers found scorched kindling and a recipe book in the park, which is close to Thorpe St Andrew's sixth form. Following the discovery, they urged parents to remind their children that the dangerous and irresponsible activity could quickly escalate into something out of control. Now the council has asked people to refrain from leaving any books until further notice.
Nearly 100 homes have signed up to take part in a new neighbourhood yard sale, which is just weeks away. Organisers of the NR3 yard sale have been inundated with sign-ups following the event's announcement. Mark Wishler, the principal organiser, said, "We are now up to 91 houses and I get more messages every day. Most people are selling household stuff like clothes, books and bric-a-brac, but some have more specialist items like vintage furniture or craft materials." According to Mark, Patterson Road, Rosebery Road and Angel Road and Beaconsfield Road will be the busiest areas, but there will be something happening around pretty much every corner. He said, "We've got handmade jewellery on sale in Sussex Street and plants on Constitution Hill. If you're looking for a bunch of Nerf guns for the kids, then get along to the sale on Sprowston Road and snap up a bargain." The event will kick off at 11 a.m. on September the 1st and wrap up around 4 p.m. Mark added, "For me, it's not even really about selling or finding a bargain. It's about community spirit about meeting your neighbours and getting to know people in your area.
Plans to build a huge new self-storage building on the outskirts of the city have been given the green light after receiving unanimous support. US-based company 1784 Holdings filed its proposal for the 25,000 square foot three-story business in January in a bid to expand its UK portfolio. It will be built at the rapidly growing Broadland Gate Business Park near McDonald's and Lidl alongside the A47 in Postwick. Design documents state that 28 cycle spaces will be made and a car park for 14 vehicles will be installed, as well as two electric vehicle charging spaces. It is currently unknown how many individual storage units will be inside once completed, but concept images suggest there may be more than 1,000 in varying sizes across the three floors.